Hello, Miss Davison.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Davison. My name is Adrian. I'm calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
And Miss Davison, were you yourself or someone you'd love diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo Provera?
Myself.
Yourself. I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Davison. And I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions here to see if you do pre-qualify for the Depo Provera lawsuit, because I would love for you to receive a settlement, especially if you were affected due to Depo Provera. So, Ms. Davison, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I do.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I got my stuff. Yes.
And what is the date of your diagnosis?
Then my diagnosis was April 15, 2008, at the age of 45.
And the date of your diagnosis I have is 4/15/2008. Is that correct?
No, it's April 15, 2008. 1/5, 2008.
I have 1/5/2008.
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation.
You're welcome.
And then I have, what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is February 12, 1963.
Have, what was that month? Sorry.
February 12, 1963.
I have 2/12/1963.
Yes.
And do you know anyone else that may have been injured due to Depo-Provera?
No.
No, no worries. And these are yes or no questions I'm gonna go ahead and ask you here. Did you
Okay.
consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
What do you mean by that?
Did you consume slash use? Did you use Depo-Provera is pretty much what it's asking you. So, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah, someone keep calling my phone while I'm interrupting.
Sorry, no
That's
worries.
why, that's when they wouldn't stop calling when you get on the phone. Here they go.
No worries. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Miss Davidson. And you said yes to that, is that correct? You said, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, one injection, yes. Once every 10, every 3 months.
I
Or
see.
injection every once every 3 months.
Wow. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
I used it. We got the side effect was on August 14, 2013. Like that's what you're looking for. Well, repeat the question.
I said, did you? I asked, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? So it's pretty much asking you, have you used it between 1992 through today's date, between those
Yes.
that timeline?
Yes.
And what was your usage start date? What was the first day you started, to your best knowledge, your best estimated guess?
My first day, I started using the Pablo.
What was your usage start date? When did you first started using Depo-Provera?
My first date started using this was December. When I first started, was August 15, 2008.
August 15, 2008. And when was
7-7.
your usage stop date?
My stop date was September 19, 2012.
Okay, so let me go ahead and just repeat the dates just to confirm with you. Your usage start date I have is 8/15/2018.
No, yeah, April 15, 2008, when I started using it.
You said April?
Yeah, April 15, 2008, when I started using the Depo.
Okay, so I have 4/15/2018. Is that correct?
Yes, April 4th. Yes.
Okay.
April, yes, the 4th month. Yes.
Okay, 4/15/18. I have is your 14, usage.
2008. April 15, 2008.
2000.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that confirmation. Sorry, it's just so hard.
Okay.
It just sounds like
right.
A little muffled. I don't know what through the connection. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's my end or your end, but
probably.
Your usage start date I have is 4/15/2008. Correct.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then your usage stop date I have is 9/19/2012.
Yes.
Perfect. And your main injury or medical problem you advised me is that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Davison.
Okay.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Ms. Davison?
What you say now?
Can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Single, sorry. It's just a question that I have to ask here in the intake form. and then can you go ahead and tell me your first and last name, please?
My first name is Renita, R-E-N-I-T-A. My last name is Davidson, D-A-V-I-S-O-N.
Perfect. And then just to confirm, I have Renita, R-E-N-I-T-A, Davison, D-A-V-I-S-O-N.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And do you happen to have a suffix in your name?
A middle initial?
A suffix, like junior, senior, the second, or third?
No.
No worries. And your social security number, please?
361-548-761.
I have, just to confirm with you, I have 361-548-761.
Yes, sir.
And primary contact email, would it be rdavison32@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
And a primary phone number, would it be 773-664-2270?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And is that your mobile phone number?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. And what is your full address?
My full address is 110 Urban, is U-R-B-A-N, Street, Apartment 2. It's blue. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I have 110 Urban.
Urban is going to be U-R-B-A-N. Mm-hmm.
Yes, U-R-B-A-N.
Street, mm-hmm. Urban Street. Mm-hmm.
Urban Street, and where is...
Uh-huh.
What state is Urban Street in?
Bloomington. Is it Bloomington, Illinois?
Okay, perfect. And do you have a building or apartment number at all?
Yes, apartment number 2.
Apartment number 2?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And just to confirm, I have 110 Urban Street, apartment number 2 in Bloomington, McLean County, Illinois. Zip code is 61704. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yes, and what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
My diagnosing doctor?
Your diagnosing doctor's name.
The doctor's name is Dr. Jack. Spiner.
Dr. Jack
Spiner is S-P-A-N-I-O-L.
SPAN.
IOL.
OL.
OL, yes.
Okay, so
IOL, yes. It's
IOL.
Jack Sparnell, SPANIOL.
Perfect. And what is the diagnosing facility name?
I went to the doctor. You want the address? 2200 East Washington Street.
Well, what is the facility name? And then I could go ahead and find the address if you just tell me the name, just to make it easier, for the both of us here.
You want the name of the place where I went to?
Yes, a diagnosing facility name, or the
It's
place where you were
called
diagnosed at.
it's OSF Street, Johnson Medical Center.
It's OSF.
ST Johnson Medical Center.
Johnson Medical Center.
St. Joseph. It's St. Joseph Medical Center.
Saint
OSF
Joseph.
St. Joseph. Yeah, Joseph, JOSEPH. Yep. Medical Center. I
Okay.
had an address if you need it, but you can look it up.
Perfect.
It's been a while, so I just, a lot of stuff you, and sometimes I ain't gonna remember, so. And sometimes you try to remember the best of your knowledge.
Yes, no, and you have great memory, honestly. Remembering all this information is, can I know, be, quite hard, especially with all the questions, that I'm asking you. So I do thank you for that,
You're welcome. No problem. You're welcome.
And I have here OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in 2200 East Washington Street, Bloomington, Illinois, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, do you happen to have their phone number, or do you want me to just get the one that I have here?
The one that you have there.
It's ending in 3311 for the diagnosing facility.
The phone number. Let me see.
This is the
I don't have
main.
that phone number, so
Okay,
you
no
can.
worries. I have it here.
Okay, it's 309-662-3311. Yeah,
Perfect.
that's the right one.
And then, do you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
Cancer diagnosis.
Do you have any prior cancer diagnosis? Like, did you have any cancer diagnosis in the past?
Not as until I got to that, what's it called, that name, whatever it's called.
Meningioma?
Yeah.
I see. Well, again, I'm very sorry to hear that. So that is your only diagnosis, right? You didn't have any prior cancer diagnosis before that?
No, that was the only one. Yeah.
Okay, I see. And what is your treating doctor's name? Is it the same as the diagnosing doctor, or is it a different doctor?
No, the diagnosis doctor I gave the hospital instead of my treatment doctor.
Your treating
So
doctor.
my treating doctor, let me see, can I remember his name? Bear with me, I'm
No
trying to
worries.
think.
No worries. Take your time.
My treating doctor, because like I said, been such a long time. Okay, my treating doctor, who though his name was Doctor, and I think it's a lady, Doctor Ann Stokin, STROINK.
I have Dr. Ann STI. What was the rest?
STROINK.
STI O.
STROINK.
So I have Dr. Ann, ANN.
Yes.
And then I have STI. Oh.
Estiara, no, Estiara, O
ST.
I N K, right.
STRA? ST.
Estiara, O I N K.
ST. So what's the letter after T? Sorry, it's ST.
R O I N K. Like an N stroking, but you really can't hear too much like the K N stroking, Estiara, O I N K.
Okay. And what is that facility name, the treating facility name?
That treatment facility name. See, that's the one who, I think they probably both like. Okay, one of them was my Christian doctor. That was Dr. Jackin. And the other lady is just the one who provided me with the medicine for the OFS for the like I say, been stuff a long time. And that doctor was the prescription. That was my treating doctor, but the one who described me the prescription was a different doctor named Doctor Nasosia. That's the doctor who described me in other medicine.
Okay,
Another doctor.
what was
And
that doctor's
that
name?
was another.
Because we would need to know that doctor's name as well, the
Okay.
prescribing doctor's
The
name.
describing doctor name.
Yes, the
That
prescribing
was
doctor.
the diagnosis doctor name was Dr. Ann Stokin. Okay, the describer or the doctor name was Dr. Nazuria. It's NEURO SRGEONS. And that was the pharmacy that he sent me to, though. So that's the pharmacy man name. And the other name I
Okay.
just sent you, named Dr. Ann Stoker, she's the one who diagnosed me with that. So that's the address you got for her, her name. And her phone number is, if you need her number, I can give you her number too, also.
Yes, just a second. So, I have your diagnosing doctor as Dr. Jack Spaniel, correct?
Let me see. My diagnosis doctor was, that was. Let me see. Yes, that's my diagnosis doctor name was. Let me see. You say Jack? I told you Jack. He was my prescription doctor, so that was the prescription doctor. So I
Okay.
beginning like confused. So he was the prescription doctor, who
Okay.
that wasn't Dr. Jack. That was
Okay.
him, the prescription doctor. Okay, and the diagnosis doctor.
Okay, just a
Who
second. So I
diagnosed
have
me with the okay.
Dr. Jack Spaniel is your prescribing doctor, correct?
Yeah, prescribing doctor, yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and just change it here real quick before we do anything else.
Yeah, he was a prescribing doctor. So yeah.
Okay, and who is your diagnosing doctor? Who's the one that diagnosed
Okay,
you?
let me see. I have a diagnosis with that megalon, okay. And hospital and the diagnosis doctor. Okay, her name was Dr. Ann. Her. She's a diagnosis doctor. Yeah, her name is Dr. Ann. Yep, that's her.
Dr. Ann.
So, yep, her. That's who diagnosed it. Yeah.
Okay, and you can you go ahead and spell that last name just because I deleted it? It's STROINK.
Yes.
Okay,
Got it. I
I
don't need
have
it.
Dr.
Yes, you
Ann
do.
Stroink, and then
Yeah.
what is the facility name? What is the facility of where she diagnosed you?
Well, she okay, she diagnosed. She didn't diagnosed. Okay, it's at St. Joseph Hospital.
Is it the same one? OSF, St. Joseph's
Yeah,
Medical Center?
OSF. Yeah. So she didn't
Okay.
diagnose it, but that's her information. Yeah. It's the
The
same one. They both the same
same as
one.
Jack.
They both the
Okay.
same one. Yeah,
Okay,
they both
great.
the same one. Yeah.
Okay, great. And then who is, what about your treating doctor? Who's your treating doctor? Sometimes it's the same, as, there are other doctors. Sometimes it's different. So, is your treating doctor someone besides Dr. Ann Stroink and Dr. Jack Sponial, or is it one of them?
It was basically just them two. The treating doctor was her too. What's her name?
Dr. Ann Stroink.
Yeah, she's my treating doctor too. Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead and just put the same information here.
She was the treating doctor, so the doctor who diagnosed it was Dr. Nazubio, and they had this. Guess they're a different location though. But he the one who okay died son. Okay, the notes.
I
I
have
guess he's the
here,
one. Okay, what you have
sorry,
there?
just to
Go
confirm
ahead.
with you, I have for your diagnosing doctor and your treating doctor is the same as Dr. Anne Stroink at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in 2200 East Washington Street, Bloomington, Illinois. And your prescribing doctor is Dr. Jack Sponial. Same place, same facility. Is that all
Yeah.
correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your pharmacy name called?
My pharmacy name called CVS Pharmacy.
Okay. And what is that address?
That address is 1701
So,
Empire Street.
did you say 1701?
1701 East Empire Street.
Okay.
I'm trying to think a lot of stuff right now.
No worries. I could find the address here. 1701 East Empire.
Empire Street in Bloomington. You find it?
Yeah, so I have 1701 East
Empire.
Empire Street, Bloomington, Illinois, 61704. Perfect. Thank you for that.
I know y'all
Now,
get these calls a lot.
sorry?
These y'all get a lot of these off to the lot.
These calls?
Do y'all? Okay.
Yes, we do. We get a lot of inquiries, so we like
They
send out
got they do
some, those ads. You might see our ads on Google or on the TV or on the radio. And then people, send out the inquiries. We go ahead and call the inquiries to see who does qualify, and I would love to, give out, settlements.
I would
I would
love
love
to
to, yeah, and, I would love to give, give out the settlement to anybody, to everybody especially, but like especially to the people that do qualify. I would love for them to receive settlements, especially if they were affected due to Depo
I
Provera.
know. We got to get it too. Hope I am
And
qualified.
sorry.
Okay. I said, I hope I am qualified.
And again, you should be, once I send this out, you should be, we're almost done here. You should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours, from one of the attorneys that you'll be assigned to. Just make sure you go ahead and answer their phone call, within the next 2 days. I'll be sending you my information via text message
Okay,
after
that's
our
fine.
phone call as well. So
I
if you have
appreciate
any questions, concerns, you could always feel free and contact me, okay?
I will do.
Perfect. And would you like to go ahead and put any other doctor? You don't have to. It's just asking for
I don't
other
know.
doctors.
That's it. No.
No worries. And what about medical notes? Would you want to go ahead and put anything for your medical notes?
No.
No, no worries. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Oh, but no, I do not.
You don't have a copy of the medical records?
No, because how it was, I paid my you know, I paid for my own the medical bill myself, but
I see. No, no
yeah.
worries. Well, let me go ahead and just
The
go
medical record
ahead.
is with my doctor's anyway, so yeah.
Okay, no worries. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it
Okay.
necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, would you like to go ahead and put anyone for your emergency contact?
Oh, my monthly contact now.
You don't want to go ahead and put anyone?
Okay, we can put my my fiance. We've been together for almost just recently, just 2 years. I better put his name down.
Okay, and do you live with your fiance?
I got my own crib. He got his own crib.
Okay, so you guys live separate houses.
Definitely right now. Yeah, because we just trying to work on it.
Okay, no worries. I'm gonna go ahead and put
Oh,
fiance. And what is your fiance's name?
I want to give you him. No, because he'll answer his phone sometimes. So I'm going to give you
Well, we
my
don't.
sister.
Okay, no
No, my
worries.
sister. She has her phone all the
Your
time.
sister. Okay, and you don't live with your sister, correct?
Can I give you my daughter's phone number? Because no, I'll give my. No, I'll live with my sister. This is my daughter calling me now because she said my grandbaby in the hospital. Can I answer this right quick?
Yes, but we're almost done here.
Okay,
So
come on.
I'll just stay on a brief hold if you'd like. But we're
I'm
just
trying to. She hung up. I'll call her back.
okay.
But yeah.
And
Okay, I'm gonna give you my sister's phone number. Her name is Peggy.
you said Peggy? That's PEGGY.
Yes, sir.
And this is your sister. And what is her phone number?
Our numbers are 708
708.
940
940
7733.
7733. And do you happen to have her email or ad or
No,
no?
she don't have none of that.
Okay, no
She don't have.
worries. I'll go ahead and just put your email and address, just because it does require me to put an email and address here. So
Well, she's
let me,
calling me. I hope it's right there before my baby.
no worries. I mean, I'll go ahead and do this as quick as possible here. And you said, you don't have a copy of the medical records? Well, you do, but
No.
you can't res you don't have them with
Yes,
you.
right.
I see. But you do have a copy of them, correct? Showing that you were diagnosed with meningioma, showing like proof.
My doctor have, I can get it from my doctor.
Okay. And then could you provide those medical records by mail or electronically or both if they do ask for them?
I do it by electronically, like email.
Electronically. Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and just confirm everything that I have everything correct here before I send you these this agreement via email and
Okay.
text message. And then
Okay.
this should only take about a minute.
Okay.
Depending on how fast you sign, right? So let me go ahead and just
Okay.
confirm that I have all everything I have in the agreement here correct with you.
Okay.
And then so let me go ahead and pull this out. So I have Renita Davison, Renita Davison, Davison. I have street address 110 Urban Street, Bloomington, Illinois 61704. Telephone number 773-664-2270. Email address rdavison32@gmail.com. Date of birth is 2/12/1963. Social is 361-548761.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, and then go ahead and click that text message and the link inside the text message, and then I'll walk you through it. But it's pretty self-explanatory.
Welcome to the
Sorry?
doctor signing. You sent it through a text. I got it right here. So you want me to sign in?
Correct. Yeah. So put me on speakerphone. I'll walk you through the DocuSign if you need help, but it's pretty
Okay.
self-explanatory. So go ahead.
Asking that
Go ahead.
again.
Yeah. So go ahead
Okay.
and click the link. It'll redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. Please click the yellow continue button
I did.
at the
Okay.
bottom right of your screen. And then at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. Once you do your signature inside the margins, just make sure it's inside the box. Go ahead and hit adopt and sign. Once you do that, it'll automatically put your signature for every box you
What
click.
do I need to put, my signal or just my initial, my signal?
So it's your signature, and then it's going to ask for your initial later down the pages once you scroll down. So it asks for your signatures and then initials. So a couple signatures and a couple initials once it asks for it. Just make sure you click the click adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every box. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. Once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials, just like the signatures, and then just tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections. N now, at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says next, click the next button. It'll redirect you to the fields that you skipped, and then you just have to go ahead and click it or draw your signature.
Okay, let me say and go back.
And once you click finish, submit, it should say that you submitted it. And then I'll go ahead and double check here on my end to see if you completed it. And then I'll go ahead and give you the law firm that you've been assigned to. I'll give you their direct line. So that way, for whatever reason, if they do not call you within the next 48 hours, you could go ahead and give them a call. But they usually always go ahead and give you a call within the next 48 hours, okay?
Okay, I'm trying to make sure I got everything. Do I sign anything else at the bottom of this?
You
Everything already in there. Okay.
yes, you go ahead and sign everything. The signatures, initials, make sure the signatures and the initials are inside the margins, inside the box. And then just go ahead and click submit or finish once you're done. And then I'll double check on my end to see if you submitted it.
Okay, I had to sign something else. Before I did it, I had to go back. I had to go back. I had
No
to go
worries.
back. I had to go back. I had to go
No
back.
worries. Take your
The
time.
wheelchair didn't go back. Okay. I'm finished now. Let's say
Perfect.
you
So let me
done
go.
signing.
Perfect. Yeah. So it does say that you have completed it here on my end. So let me know when you have a pen and paper so I can go ahead and give you their direct line.
Okay, just a minute. Let me get
No
my
worries. Take your time.
myself ready for work.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm glad, I try to do this as quick as possible, so sorry for, wasting
I
your
mean, it's
time.
okay. Patience. I be patient. I'm patient. Some people don't have the patience. I do.
Yes, and I thank you and I
Anybody.
thank you for your patience and your
You
time.
gotta have patience. Everything you do, you gotta be patient. If you ain't got patience, you don't need to, get on the phone or do nothing. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
Perfect. So the law firm you are assigned to is named Pulaski. Pulaski Law Firm. That's Pulaski. Again, that's Pulaski. Their direct
Okay.
line is 909-906-3862.
3862. Got
That's
you.
909-906-3862. And again, that's Pulaski. So
Velocity.
they should be giving you a call within the next 48 hours, and then they'll go ahead and just confirm our answers that, it all just matches, that we have everything confirming, that it's you and everything. But again, I do want to thank you so much for your time, Ms. Davison.
Thank you.
Of
Appreciate you.
course.
What's your name again?
My name is Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Of
Nice
course, Ms.
talking to you and everything.
Of course, Ms. Davison. Well, I do want to thank you again for giving me your time. And again,
You're welcome.
please be on the lookout for that call from
I
them within the
will.
next 20, 48 hours. And then
I will.
I'll be sure to send you my point of contact via text message.
Yes,
So,
thanks for you.
of course.
I
So for
appreciate
whatever
it.
reason, if you have any questions or concerns, you could always feel free and reach out to me, okay?
I will. I
Per
will.
perfect, Ms. Davidson. Well, I do appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day
You
and
so
happy
a great one
holidays.
too. Enjoy your day. And happy
Thank
holiday to you.
you so much. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.